Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is January 15th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be picking up in Genesis chapter 16, Matthew chapter 15, Nehemiah chapter 5, and Acts chapter 15. So if you have your Bibles, grab them, and let's get into the Word on this beautiful Lord's Day. Genesis chapter 16 to start us off. Genesis 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. And so Sarai said to Abram, "Now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children through her." And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. And after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abram's wife Sarai took Hagar the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband, Abram, as his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. And Sarai said to Abram, May the wrong done me be upon you. I gave my maid into your arms, but when she saw that she had conceived, I despised in her sight. May the Lord judge between you and me." But Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, your maid is in your power. Do to her what is good in your sight." And so Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from, and where are you going?" And she said, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai." And then the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress, and submit yourself to her authority." Moreover, the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants, so that they will be too many to count." And the angel of the Lord said to her further, "Behold, you are with child, and you will bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has given heed to your affliction. And he will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him. And he will live to the east of all of his brothers." And then she called the name of the Lord, who spoke to her, "You are a God who sees." For she said, "Have I even remained alive here after seeking him?" And therefore the well was called Beer Lahal El Roy. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And so Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram called the name of his son whom Hagar bore Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him. That was Genesis chapter 16. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God, he is not to honor his father and his mother.' And by this you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, 'The peoples honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men.'" And after Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth that defiles the man." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. And let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into the pit." And Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." And Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, slanders. And these are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." And Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. Then a Canaanite woman from the region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and implored her, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once. And departing from there, Jesus went along by the Sea of Galilee, and having gone up on the mountain, he was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others. And they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. And so the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, and the crippled restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for people, because they have remained with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on their way." And the disciples said to him, "Where will we get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy such a large crowd?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7, and a few small fish." And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan. That was Matthew chapter 15. Let's move on over to Nehemiah chapter 5. Nehemiah chapter 5 today. Nehemiah chapter 5. Now, there was a great outcry of the people and of their wives against the Jewish brothers. And there were those who said, "We are sons and our daughters are many, and therefore let us get grain that we might eat and live." And there were others who said, "We are mortgaging our fields and our vineyards and our houses that we might get grain because of the famine." And also there were those who said, "We have borrowed money for the king's tax on our field and on our vineyards. Now our flesh is like the flesh of our brothers, our children like the children. And yet, behold, we are forcing our sons and daughters to be slaves, and some of our daughters are forced into bondage already, and we are helpless because our fields and vineyards belong to others." And then I was very angry when I had heard their outcry and these words. I consulted with them and contended with the nobles and the rulers and said to them, "You are exacting usury, each from his brother." And therefore I held a great assembly against them. And I said to them, "We, according to our ability, have redeemed our Jewish brothers who are sold to the nations. Now would you even sell your brothers that they may be sold to us?" And then they were silent and could not find a word to say. And again I said, "The thing which you are doing is not good. Should you not walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the nations and our enemies? And likewise, I, my brothers, and my servants are lending them money and grain. Please, let us leave off this usury. Please give back to them this very day their fields and their vineyards, their olive groves and their houses. Also the 100th part of the money and the grain, the new wine and the oil that you are exacting from them." And then they said, "We will give it back and will require nothing from them. We will do exactly as you say." And so I called the priests and took an oath from them that they would do according to this promise. And I also shook out the front of my garment and said, "Thus may God shake out every man in his house and from his possession who does not fulfill this promise. And even thus may he be shaken out and emptied." And all the assembly said, "Amen." And they praised the Lord. And then the people did according to the promise. Moreover, from the day that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year in the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, from 12 years, neither I nor my kinsmen had eaten the governor's food allowance. But the former governors who were before me laid burdens on the people and took from them the bread and the wine besides 40 shekels of silver. And even their servants domineered the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of God. And I also applied myself to the work on the wall. And we did not buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. And moreover, there were at my table 150 Jews and officials, besides those who came to us from the nation and those around us. Now, that which was prepared for each day was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also birds were prepared for me. And once in 10 days, all sorts of wine were furnished in abundance. And yet for all this, I did not demand the governor's food allowance because the servitude was heavy on this people. Remember me, O my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. That was Nehemiah chapter 5. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15 today. Acts chapter 15. Acts 15, some men came down from Judea and began teaching the brethren, unless you are circumcised, according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And when Paul and Barnabas had great dissension and debate with them, the brethren determined that Paul and Barnabas and some of them should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders concerning this issue. And therefore, being sent on their way by the church, they were passing through from Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and were bringing great joy to all of the brethren. And when they arrived at Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who had believed stood up, saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to direct them to observe the law of Moses. And the apostles and the elders came together to look into the matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, brethren, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, and that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word and the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit, just as they did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you put God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, in the same way as they are also. And all the people kept silent, and they were listening to Barnabas and Paul, and they were relating what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. And after they had stopped speaking, James answered, saying, brethren, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first concerned himself about taking from among the Gentiles a people for his name, and with the words of the prophet, and with this, the words of the prophet agree, just as it is written, after these things I will return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from long ago. And therefore it is my judgment that we do not trouble those who are turning to God from among the Gentiles, but that we write to them that they abstain from things contaminated by idols, and from fornication, and from what is strangled, and from blood. For Moses, from ancient generations, has in every city those who preach, since he is read in the synagogues every Sabbath. And then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them to send to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. And they sent this letter by them, the apostles and the brethren who are elders to the brethren in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, who are from the Gentiles, greeting. Since we have heard that some of our number to whom we gave no instruction have disturbed you with their words, unsettling your souls, it seemed good to us, having become of one mind, to select men to send to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore we have sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will also report the same things by word of mouth, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to lay upon you no greater burden than these essentials, that you abstain from things sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. If you keep yourself free from such things, you will do well. Farewell. And so when they were sent away, they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. And Judas and Silas, also being prophets themselves, encouraged and strengthened the brethren with a lengthy message. And after they had spent time there, they were sent away from the brethren in peace to those who had sent them out. But it seemed good to Silas to remain there. But Paul and Barnabas stayed in Antioch, teaching and preaching, with many others also, the word of the Lord. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us return and visit the brethren in every city in which we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are. Barnabas wanted to take John, called Mark, along with them. But Paul kept insisting that they should not take him along, who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there occurred such a sharp disagreement that they separated from one another, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, being committed by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he was traveling through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Well, amen. That was our reading for the Lord's Day, January 15th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you've missed a day or two, no worries. Go back and watch the videos that you missed. Make sure to leave a comment. Then I get them, and so I'll make sure to mark that down on my list. But again, thank you all so much for joining us. Again, today's the Lord's Day, so I want to invite you out to all of our services today. We have 9:15. We have Sunday school and adult Bible class for everyone. We're actually starting a new series today. Brother Jeff Sanis is going to be teaching a book entitled 10 Things That Jesus Never Said. It's a good book. It's been a while since I've read it, so looking forward to that class. Also, I will be teaching a church membership class today in my study, and so if you're interested in that, you can just show on up, come on into my study, and we'll make sure that we'll make sure that you're all set for that. And then afterwards, of course, we have our worship service at 10:30, and so we're going to continue through Hebrews and getting close to finishing chapter 12. Not quite today, but we're almost there. But anyways, thank you all so much for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for another day that we have to be able to read your word and to be able to make it a priority, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for this time that we set aside each and every single day where we can get into your word, Lord, even for a few minutes, just to get our minds just saturated with it. Lord, it's just such a good habit to have. It's like eating, God. We need to eat. We need God's word. We need the nourishment. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would do that with each one today, Lord. And Lord, we thank you so much for the Lord's Day. We thank you so much for this day that you set aside each and every single week where we can continue to have that refreshment, where we can delve deep into the word, where we can be challenged and grow as brothers and sisters, and Lord, also to fellowship with one another. And so, Lord, I do pray, God, for just for the rest of our day today, our worship times, our Sunday school classes. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd use them mightily in each of our lives. We love you, and we commend this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. Bye now. See you in a little bit.